Welcome to another episode of the Be Fearless podcast. And today we bring you an empowering episode as we delve into the transformative journey of our guest, a devoted advocate for women's well-being as a mother of two, a craft enthusiast, and a dance aficionado, which brings her work a unique blend of creativity, passion, and insight. She is on a mission to help women who are worn out and worried to rediscover their inner strength and craft lives filled with joy and fulfillment. Let's welcome the one, the only, Anna Wachowska. I hope I didn't butcher your last name.
It's fine.
As I'm pronouncing it, I'm like, I forgot to ask her how you pronounce the last name.
Yeah, it's Wachowska.
Wachowska. I almost got it. I was close. Yeah. Welcome, Anna. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Where are you at today? Where were you talking to us?
I'm in Texas near the Houston area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but originally I'm from Ukraine. We came here 4 years ago.
That's awesome. For the people that doesn't know you, that is the first time that they're hearing about you, what you do, who is Anna? And I'm not going to say your last name because I'm going to butcher again. But who is Anna? Who was she growing up? What was her dream?
Well, Anna is definitely was a little girl who was passionate about being in service to others, helping others, being the one who will listen, who will help, who will support. And it's translated into what I'm doing now, as now I'm a transformational coach. And my mission is to help others live better, live happier, live joyful.
So we can say you basically achieve your goal, like your dream, what you wanted to do.
Well, I would say I'm on the way to that dream because it's always involvement. And I think we all should enjoy the process because at the end, when we achieve our goal, we will just set a new one. So, yeah.
Based off the work that you have done and your experience and, you know, also your own journey, can you share with us a pivotal moment or experience that led you to embark on your life or transformation coaching in helping women cultivate a joy and filled life?
Yeah, it's all started for me when I first became a mom. Mm-hmm. And I remember holding my son in hand, standing in the hallway, trying to calm him down, and he was crying. And I literally felt this inner urge to stop it immediately, no matter what and how. And it freaked me out. I literally got scared of my reactions. And I started questioning why. And I went studying developmental psychology in the lens of parenting. To find my answers on my questions, how to raise the kids, how to be the best version of being a mom for my kid, and so on. And those knowledge was so powerful for me that I like felt, no, I cannot keep it only for myself. So I started a support group for parents and helped them lead the way. But the more I worked with parents, the more I saw that if the mothers itself will be healed, if the mother itself would be happy, the parenting questions would be not so big and not like that important because it will become natural. Yeah. And over the past 7 years, I transitioned more from like helping parents to establish a relationship with their kids to the helping woman itself to become happier, because if we're happy, it's have effect on our family, our friends, our society in general.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Like we women are like an important piece, not only of the family unit, but also on the community. And if we're happy, everybody else is happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people need to realize that, right? If you make us happy, everything is going to be all right.
Yeah, it's changing everything. It's changing how you interact with each other. It's changed your attitude and basically, even on physicality level, emotions are contagious. So if you feel happy, the people nearby, they'll catch up on these hormones of happiness and will be happier. So, yeah.
Yes. So you mentioned that you study psychology, right?
Yeah. It was always my dream to like get a degree in psychology just for myself, because I at the end of school and before I entered university, I was like totally disconnected from myself, and I even didn't thought about that, and I ended up in software development. But I always had this thought that I want a degree just for myself. But the more I grew, the more I connected with myself, I felt like I want to pursue this dream. I want to make it true. And so, yeah, now I'm on my way to MA in psychology.
That's awesome. You know, I love that you mentioned that you did it for yourself. Like, you didn't do it to just fill a box for some requirement. Like, just for your personal satisfaction, you have your degree right there in your wall to see. It's like, yes, I did it.
Yeah.
I completed that. Yes, I like it. Now, how do you integrate your passion for psychology into your work with women?
Well, everything I do is like psychology backed up, and even those spiritual practices that everyone think like meditation, visualizations, and all this stuff. I could not even do them for myself until I understood how they like from psychology point of view. I think a lot of women who are so into the thoughts and intellectual will be like, for them, it will be harder to implement those if they do not understand the underlying psychology. And I also fascinated about how psychology works, how it's our mind-body connection and all that. Like, we are the one, and we cannot separate ourselves. We cannot separate our thoughts from our body, and etc. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I like this holistic approach to our well-being.
I like that, because you not only like put into place or like integrate your knowledge on psychology with the holistic part of the human being, you kind of like also try to search for some understanding beyond that. So based on that experience that you have had so far with your clients, what role does understanding human behavior, you think, influence the fulfilling life part of the whole thing? How that helps your clients that way?
Well, it helps a lot. First of all, it helps me to help other, because when I see that some behavior or a client like mentioned some what happened to him, I can see why it's happened, like reasons behind, not just behavioral level, but reasons, psychological reasons behind. And so we can address all the questions in much deeper understanding, in much like dive in and get to the root cause and not just scratching the surface. And I like how you mentioned like people like behavior and what they do. I remember one client, she has a drastic change from the one simple step that we did. We did a task for her every single day to spend 15 minutes outside just for herself. And it had so huge like effect on all her life. So yeah, even different small changes in our behavior and what we do daily can have a drastic effect on our mind.
I totally agree, because I practice that a lot. Like, I always try to implement something new on, if it's not on daily basis, I try to like every month or every week try to do something new, something different that builds up on what I'm already doing. And I have seen definitely tremendous change in improvement on my goals and everything that I'm doing. So I totally agree with what you're saying. And I can actually visualize your client being so happy and like fulfilled and improving so much through the coaching. Let me ask you something. How, because you also work with, not only with single women, you also work with mothers, women that have 1, 2, 3, 4 children, in you know, on top of all the responsibilities that we as women have, right? How do you think that personal, professional life balance comes into play when they going through your program?
Well, it's definitely going to play because every single one of us need to balance out the life. But for mothers, it's much important. And also when we, like, a lot of us, I think, have this idea that in order to have the time for yourself, you need like a big chunk of time and get rid of kids and put them somewhere in daycare or take a nanny so you can take your time. But it's not the way I work with mothers. The way I work as mothers is that we infuse little breaks throughout the day on the daily basis, and it ends up in a bigger value than just leaving like your kids for an hour a week and go to some classes or for a walk, etc. Because every single day you can spend 5-10 minutes on doing things that you enjoy and you love, and it could be simple little things like dancing under the music, taking a sip of coffee, eating something tasty. And you can incorporate kids with it. It could be some crowds, and it can help not only bring you joy, but build up a new memory, for example. And also showing the kids that, okay, here's the 5 minutes you play and I will come back to you. I need to take 5 minutes for myself. It's showing them importance of self-care as well. It's setting up an example for them.
I am sorry, I'm not distracted. It's just my dog is doing something really annoying and I'm trying to make him stop so I can keep. I am sorry. If you have listened to any episodes of the Be Fearless podcast for the last 4 seasons, you know that at some point Reggie is going to do something because he needs the attention.
Yeah.
It's like a child, you know?
Yeah. That's the second child, especially the dogs.
Exactly. Now, why would you say that, how has motherhood influenced you in creating this approach on supporting other women?
Well, it's totally transformed and created me, I would say, because there is no better motivator, no better teachers than our kids, because they like instinctively know on what set of buttons we need to push. You just grow, you just evolve, and it's a beautiful journey. And the more I on this journey, I have 2 kids now, and the more I on this journey, the more I see the importance of community, the importance of supporting each other. Even if it's just, hey, how are you doing? It's already can light up someone's day because she is like all in a hurry, in a rush, and she just even cannot pause for a second and ask herself how she's doing. And so even this little interaction can be supportive. So yeah, supporting the women, it's, I think, becoming an important part of society. And I think in a general, like this collective level, women step up more into this, more into supporting each other, more into leaning to each other.
I love that. So basically you draw from your own experiences as well. What has been the hardest experience that has marked your life in a way that push you into the journey that you're in? Like, what triggered that?
Well, the first one that I already told about, like my reactions to my son's knees, because like they literally scared me. I wasn't raised in a way that I saw myself parenting. So my mama was not the person that I would ask for advice on that. And I've been lucky that I landed on first courses on parenting. It was from Dr. Gordon Neufeld. It's like elite psychologist in parents-kids relationships. And I was happy that I landed in there. And this is the first one I can say. The second one probably, I think it was already when I gave birth to my second child. And for a while, someone could say that it was probably postpartum depression, but I'm not sure about that because it was like, I think it was already a year while of her. But I was in a like deep place because nothing was falling into places. Like we were far from our family. The war started, a lot of stress, like this outer stress. I could not like go get degree because at that time we had not in Ukraine like remote education, but in US it's a lot of money and I could not afford it. So and I was like, okay, I will be just mom. For now, I will be just mom. And it drew me so far from myself that I ended up like catching myself on the thoughts like, when this day will be over? Like waking up with the thoughts, okay, I have like 6 hours more and husband will be out from work. And like, it was a dark place because you literally living with the thought when this will be over. Like, and thinking like, okay, this holiday will come and everything will change, but nothing changes. That day will come. And I, going through this experience, I reached out for help because I understand that it affects everyone. It affects my family, it affects my kids, and affects the relationships. Mm-hmm. And I reached out for help and I received the help. And I saw in that experience that leaving behind and like pushing away all your dreams, all your desires is not the way, because it this way leads to like this shutting down of everything around because you don't see joy in everything. And it's we're coming back to balance for mothers. You need to find the time for yourself. It could be even 5-10 minutes, but it should be there because it's what fills us up. It would help us see bigger, brighter. Yeah.
That's I love that you mentioned, and I mean that you shared that experience with the audience, because I think a lot of women these days are going through that kind of funk, depression, postpartum depression, whatever they want to call it, right? And they one don't seek help. Two, they feel lost. Three, they feel so miserable because they're not looking for a reward at the end of the day. They're just looking for everything to stop. And life is something that is continuous, even having my own ideas. But for me, for what I have, you know, read and all that, life never stops, even when our bodies is still like, yeah. And he has his opinion as well about that, as we all can hear. But you need to find a way to kind of like overcome all that.
Yeah, in your case,
go ahead.
Yeah, I also think that a lot of shame could arise from that state because like I have, like for me, for example, I had everything. I had two kids, I have successful marriage, I have like financial stability, but I didn't felt happy. And like, I did all the right things. I did like all the social scripts, but why? And I wish this was only my story, but working with the clients, I see the story over and over again.
Yeah, it is very common. A lot of women is going through these issues, and I listen to this all the time. I know people that have gone through this often because yes, they go through a postpartum depression, but then they go to therapy or they, you know, overcome that period, but that doesn't take them completely off the issue because yes, you dealt with one part of the problem. And when you're dealing with this kind of situation or condition, it is an ongoing, you have to work on yourself continuously. It's a nonstop because you're something in your life is going to get off at some point, and that's the way that usually people react when are prone or we could say when you're prone to depression, to that kind of feeling. And I like that you said that you concentrated and focused on something positive, like, you know, getting your degree and working on your coaching certifications and all that. But I see that you also have a love of crafting and dancing. Did you integrate that as a part of a mechanism to overcome that funk period in your life, where you were feeling this way and you needed to find something that gave you a sense of renewal purpose?
Well, for craft, I could say that it's my like energy flow type of language, because I loved craft, all sorts of crafts from childhood. And it's always been a release for me, a release of emotion, processing. And it could be any craft for me. I like literally done tons of different crafts. And yeah, they say you cannot master like one, but I do it for myself. And I literally feel the flow of energy when I do something, when I create something. And I think everyone should like know what their flow of energy looks like. Because for someone, it could be reading. For someone, it could be writing. For someone, it could be playing musical instruments. It could be anything. But you need to know and find those things that help you. And dancing as well, it helps me a lot to release emotions. And in combination with music, it's like all another level, because music hits our limbic system, bypassing cognitive part of brain, and movement, it's like speech of our body and mind. So in combination, it's powerful tool. It could be a literally just play hit play on your music and just dance in your hallway. It's not about like going all these classes, and it's about movement, and it's about living, it's about expressing emotions. Yeah, it's
that.
Just two tools that I constantly use, because I know they help a lot.
Did you incorporate the practice of like any craft or any talent into your coaching program with clients? Is this something that you've seen also an effect on them?
Yeah, it's definitely is. And I not just going to tell you like you need to do and create this art or something like that, but we will search for those tools that will help exactly you, because everyone is different. And a lot of people can say, but I don't know, but you know, it just the right questions and the right time will lead you to find this inner question, answer to all these questions. And it's definitely something that I help my clients to find and to use, and accountability as well as the part of coaching, like to implement and not just talk on the session, close the screen and forgot about everything we did.
I totally agree. I mean, finding like helping clients find the outlet that best serve them is hold on 1 second. Reggie is making an appearance. I'm sorry. My little sunshine. Okay. So coming back to you, I'm sorry. My edit that portion maybe goes like that. I don't know. But I totally agree, you know, helping your clients find the outlets that best serve them, to kind of like channel the energy that they're feeling and kind of like it's easy also for that, I mean, to incorporate into their specific coaching sessions is something they have to obviously dig into as you go through their sessions and program. But do you believe that at some point the inner power or the potential within everyone is a central tenet for tailor the the program to your client, or is something that you just like work with as they go through the course?
Well, in working with one-on-one, I have like the general structure, but surely every single session will be a bit different for every single one of us, because we discover something new, we discover something else. It's like there is no such a thing that everything, like one tool will suit everyone. So we work and like individual approach, I would say, because at the end of the coaching work with me, my goal is not to just help you live better, but equip you with all the tools that you need to be able to sustain this level, to help yourself if you feel down. And I see a lot of time, the closer, like we starting with one-on-one weekly, but if client is up to it, we shifting to bi-weekly closer to the end, so we can see where the person falls, where it's need more support, where it can lift up themselves and like came to session and say, hey, I faced this, and old me would do this, but new me did this and I'm happy. Or for example, that happened and I need support. And like, because at the end of the day, I would like my clients to be free and happy on their own and not just like holding to me, help me all the way. Because like, I'm happy to help my clients and I'm happy when they come back with new challenges, but I also want to like put the stage and let them be a star.
Awesome. Can you share some strategies or techniques you use to help women tap into this inner reservoir of strengths and resiliency?
I think it's starting all with connection with yourself. It's just basically knowing what your dreams, knowing what your values, knowing where you want to go, how you want your life to look like, what is your goals, dreams, and etc. Because a lot of times, even those kind of simple questions have a hard time to answer on those. Because we, especially as a woman, especially as a moms, we oftentimes focus on others' needs and we mm-hmm. forget to check in and ask about what we really want, what is our dream, how we want it to be. So starting with reconnecting with yourself, and I have a great workbook on my website. It's free to download, where it will be like guided journey on that. But basically you can look at this as like a date with a person that you want to deeply know. What kind of question would you ask? And try to ask them yourself. And it would be a first very crucial step.
Awesome. What advice would you offer to women who may feel, let's say, stuck or overwhelmed in their lives?
Yeah, I think the same starting point would be great, because we all always like, I'm stuck, but what you're stuck exactly in? Because as you said, like life is never stopping. You cannot be stuck somewhere in behind. So mm-hmm. we need to address all the areas of our life and where I feel stuck, why I feel stuck, find those whys and how it will be look for me that I'm not stuck. What like the signs, what will I do? What will my life look like? Like literally painting a picture, and for that I love to use visualization because they go deep and I have this kind of attuned mind of mine that I feel and see what each person need the visual representation of each step, and like it's individual for everyone. So I love to use those because they help to bring the picture, and we can like dissect this picture and see what are missing pieces, what is different with that picture of your like ideal life and your current life, and start like building a map where we want to go.
That sounds great. No, really, it does sound great. Now, let me ask you two more questions before we leave. First one is how this women or the audience can begin their journey towards rediscovering joy and fulfillment. What actually is the first step?
The first step, I think it's understanding that it's your choice. And you can choose and start today and not planning it. I will start on Monday, start today. Do a tiny little things that will bring you joy. Do them daily and already your life will be much more joyful. And from that up-level state, you will go to bigger plans, bigger dreams, bigger goals.
Awesome. Now, before we leave, where can people can connect with you?
Yeah, sure. They can connect with me through my website, innerbloomer.com, or my Instagram account. It's Anna Bohuslavska. And I always open to support. Do not hesitate to reach me out, shoot me a message, share your thoughts. I always there to help and support.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. Thank you for being here with us today with the audience. And you guys, you have to connect with Anna. Don't forget to follow her on Instagram and check her website. She has a lot of resources there. Thank you again, Anna, for being here with us. You guys, if you don't know, okay, if you don't know, I published a book last month. It's called Authorship, The Art of Writing Books, Self-Publishing and Marketing on a Budget. If you haven't grabbed your copy, stop by Amazon and grab your copy today. In the meantime, don't forget to unlock your potential and be fearless. Until the next one.